You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Bucks have conceded 77 points in their last two games, with a blowout loss against Arizona followed by a shootout defeat against the LA Rams last weekend. And they now have to contend, Gil, with the meanest defence in the NFL. The Broncos have really picked up where they left off last season. They've won all three of their games after a statement win in week one over Carolina. And Trevor Siemian looking good under centre as well. So everything seems to be going well for the Denver Broncos at the moment.
Absolutely. Denver, obviously 3-0, as you point out. Super Bowl champions, defending Super Bowl champions, 3-0. Their defense looking every bit as good as it did in their Super Bowl run last year. And so, you know, folks look at this line and they say, wow, Denver's only a 3-point favorite against the Bucks, and everything you just mentioned about the Bucks. But Dave, if there's anything about the NFL and handicapping the NFL that I've learned over the years, it's that it's unlike any other sport. It is all about scheduling and the meter of that schedule. And this is a professional handicapper's sort of dream scenario. And the scenario is, as great as Denver's defense is and as bad as Tampa Bay has looked, that's wonderful because the public is going to latch onto that. But here's the story, you know, really, when you look at it from a scheduling standpoint, the narrative is this, that Tampa Bay is coming off two embarrassing losses, let's be honest. At Arizona, they got crushed. And then last week against the Rams, I mean, the Rams aren't scaring anyone deeply. You know, they're a credible team, they've shown in the last couple weeks. But the Rams are not a good football team. They're not a well-rounded football team. And yet the Bucks managed to lose to them. There was also a weather delay in that game, a 70-minute lightning delay with 2 minutes left in the game where Tampa Bay moved into scoring position. They had five shots at a game-winning touchdown, couldn't do it. And some would argue that that weather delay broke their momentum. Anyway, Tampa Bay's coming off those two embarrassing losses. The Broncos, we talked about going cross-country with the Raiders. Well, that's what the Broncos are doing, too. And the Broncos are doing it two consecutive weeks. They did it at Cincinnati last week, which isn't all the way to the East Coast, but it's in the Eastern time zone, going to Cincinnati. And now they're going to Tampa Bay. So it's back-to-back weeks on the road. Now it's the non-conference game, which means they're a little probably unfamiliar with playing the Bucks. And as you mentioned with the Bucks, giving up all those points, it's a little deceptive. And the reason it's a little deceptive is because the Buccaneers, while they're giving up 33.7 points per game, the most in the NFL and the most ever for the Buccaneers franchise after three games, which, by the way, in their 41-year history is saying something, because when the Buccaneers franchise started in the late 70s, they lost their first 26 games. So
wow,
that's two seasons where their first three games, they didn't manage to give up this many points in their first three games, even when they were that bad losing games. But the offense has really contributed to that. They're 31st in turnover margin. And Jameis Winston, the Bucs quarterback, he leads the NFL with 8 touchdowns. But he's also just one interception off the league high with 6. He's also had 2 costly fumbles. And in that game against the Rams, he was kind of directly responsible, or the Bucs were directly responsible, their offense was, in getting the Rams points. I think one was either a pick six or a fumble return for a touchdown, and the other one set them up for a touchdown. So it's a little deceptive because the Tampa Bay defense has been placed in these awful situations, and they're getting dinged, for those who haven't really watched the games, for these points. So all of that scenario is sort of like, huh, when you look at it that way, this is sort of the quintessential, what people love to call the quote-unquote trap game, Dave, where it's like, it just looks so compelling for the Broncos, but is it really?
I'm going to be, I think you call it being a square on your podcast, Gil, but I looked at this line and I thought 3 points. I expected this to be 5 or 5.5, even maybe 6 points, Gil, and I saw -3, the Broncos, and I must admit I'm tempted to be all chalky here, Gil, and take the Broncos -3 points, just given how Trevor Siemian has played so far. He has looked really good under centre, and those 4 touchdown passes last Sunday meant he became just the 9th player in the last 40 years to throw 4 touchdown passes in one of his first 5 games in the National Football League. So I'm going to be square here, I think, Gil.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I also say. squares aren't wrong all the time. They're right quite often. So it could happen, right? But, you know, I would sort of reverse engineer this for you, Dave. And I'll throw it back to you. If Denver were at home in this game, what would you make the line?
8 or 9, possibly. 8, maybe, Gil.
Okay. So if you say that a home field advantage is 3 points, and at Denver it certainly is, then on a neutral field, it would figure by your line, it'd be about 5. And then Tampa Bay, let's say that their home field advantage is a little less than 3, but that brings it right to 3.
Mm.
So it's sort of, you know, it's one of those things where even if in the very same sentence that you know, you're like, oh, this line is crazy, you just basically corroborated what it ought to be. And based on everything I just said about the situation, about the travel, about how, you know, Tampa Bay's actually been better than really, because if they could just stifle those turnovers, they're actually a much better football team. Maybe it's actually a lean towards the Bucks in that respect. So I don't know. It's an interesting exercise we just went through where within 10 seconds, we sort of, you know, were able to logically say, actually, that line's pretty much where it ought to be. I like Tampa here.
Yeah.
I'm going with the situational standpoint that I just outlined. I'm taking the Bucks.
Do you think the Bucks, just one final word on this, Gil, do you think the Bucks are a franchise in transition at the moment with a new head coach there and still an inexperienced quarterback in Jameis Winston? Because as a fan, Gil, and you're following your team, you want them to win immediately and win all the time. But do the Bucks fans just have to accept that this is a transitional period for the franchise?
I mean, I guess they do, but, you know, a Bucks fan would sit here and if they were listening, they'd say, oh, man, we're always in a transitional phase. Damn it. You know, they're for certain franchises that are always in transition. You know, I could say that about the Redskins. The Redskins always seem to be in this sort of, well, next year, we'll get them next year. Continuity means so much in the NFL. There's something about the marriage of 11 players on each side of the ball where you really benefit from playing with each other, not just 1 year, but through the years, and to have the same systems in place, meaning your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator need to be there. The same system at least needs to be there for multiple years. Why are the Patriots so successful? Because it's Belichick. It's the operation of Belichick. It's how he does things. And it's a culture that pervades the franchise. No one does it better. And the great teams in the NFL are cultures that are there for long periods of time. And the Bucks franchise is just one of those where, you know, they're hoping that they can establish that continuity. They're hoping it's with Jameis Winston. But at this point, it is hope. And it is a conviction that it will happen, but it's still hope right now.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.